Passage 2. Good morning, students. I hope you have been able to visit the Museum of Social History to see the exhibition presented by the food industry that is currently showing. Today's lecture deals with the history of chocolate. Our knowledge of the origin of chocolate is rather vague, but we are aware that the Mayans and Aztecs of South America made a drink from the beans of the cocoa tree and called it chocolate. Then, in 1528, this was taken home by the conquering Spanish, who named it chocolate. This was the first experience the Europeans had of chocolate, but by the late 1600s, it had spread to most countries in Europe. In the 18th and 19th centuries, drinking chocolate became a well-established activity, but it wasn't until 1847 that Fry and Sons in England introduced eating chocolate. This remained much of a novelty until Daniel Peter, the famous Swiss chocolatier, was inspired to try to improve the smoothness and taste of the new confection. Peter's idea was to combine some other ingredient with chocolate to balance its rough flavor. His early experiments with cheese were notoriously unsuccessful, and a number of other ill-fated mixtures followed. Finally, in 1874, Peter stumbled on the perfect answer: milk. Nowadays, milk chocolate is made of at least 10% chocolate mass, raw chocolate pressed from cocoa nibs, and 12% milk solids combined with sugar, cocoa butter, the fat from the nibs, and vanilla. It is also the type of chocolate most often chosen by children because it is less bitter than the dark varieties. Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you've just heard. 14. Where does this lecture take place? 15. Which part of the world did chocolate originally come from? 16. When was chocolate first known throughout most of Europe? 17. What did Daniel Peter try to improve in chocolate?